Well, it's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon, Minnesota, my hometown, out there on the edge of the prairie. We got this gorgeous snow. People who prayed hoped for this snow, and then it fell, and the world became right again. It was a lovely Christmas, big procession of cars going up to Lake Wobegon on Thursday, and then heading back to the cities on Friday. Families briefly getting back together, you know, to enjoy each other. But before the conversation gets into hazardous waters and we start to talk about very important things which are the reason why perhaps some of these people moved away and went down to the city where they could make their own lives and write their own story and not the story that they would inherit from their parents. And they went through groups, recovery groups, small town recovery groups that gave them permission to look out for themselves and to take pleasure where they could find it, and taught them unconditional love rather than the crabby, judgmental love of their parents. And now they have come back, as those tolerant children have, and they ventured into dangerous waters on Christmas Eve. One of them said, "Do you remember when Eric got chicken pox? And you, Mother, got all of us kids together and you made us go into the same room with him. And you gave us only one drinking glass. And Lois was there and Elaine was there and Tim was there and Corinne, and we were all there in one room, and you said, 'Let's get this over.'" Is that something that other mothers did? Did you read about that somewhere? A mother making sure that her children will be infected? The mother simply walked out of the room. Marilyn ignored that. She had other things on her mind. She had a goose to cook, literally. It's a complicated holiday. Christmas, always and forever. Dwayne Bunsen came home from Houston and he was dancing in the living room with his wife, and he accidentally bumped against a table, and these tiny, delicate glass figurines of ballet dancers fell on the floor and they all shattered. And he ran upstairs. He was overwhelmed with guilt. And he went up in his old bedroom, which now was a sewing room, and he put his face down on some rags which are being woven into rugs. And he sobbed and locked the door behind him. And Arlene saw the shards of glass, and she was so happy. She hated those figurines. They were given to her by a great aunt who could not avoid telling her how expensive they were and how rare they were. And so these little figurines have been a burden in Arlene's life for years and years. And she was so grateful. And his door was locked, and it took her a long time to explain to him. And even then, he did not believe. The Christmas tree is enormous this year. It stands in front of the statue of the unknown Norwegian there on Main Street. And the giant creche is there alongside Our Lady of Perpetual Responsibility. This is the creche with the three moving parts. There is a cow who wags, swishes its tail, and the Holy Infant raises an index finger, and the Blessed Virgin turns her head to look towards the door of the stable. These movements are irregular, and they occur about every 15 or 20 minutes, the three together. So if you're standing there, motionless, watching this, it can be sort of a shock when this all happens. Some people have shouted out loud. There is no warning sign at all. You just have to take it as it comes. There was a living nativity at Lake Wobegon Lutheran Church early in the week, Tuesday and Wednesday, and participants were very grateful for the mild weather that we had early in the week. Adoration is not easy when it's 10 below. It's cursing comes naturally. Adoration does not. Pastor Liz talked to the music director at church, Tibby Marklin, and asked if the choir might not be willing to take on Handel's Messiah this year. It's been a long time. Tibby Marklin said no. They tried this 7 years ago, and they sang, "O Thou that tellest good tidings to Zion," and there was one phrase in there. The phrase "is risen upon thee," which for some reason started a bass laughing, and he could not stop. And then there was an outbreak of giggling among basses. They came off their hinges. That's all. They fell apart. Basses giggling. It just had never been seen before. Big hefty men in their 50s and 60s. Just many of whom rarely so much as smile. And here they were, and they were collapsed on the floor, laughing in the midst of Messiah, and wheezing and choking, and that got the altos going. And Pastor Liz said, but it was 7 years ago. But still, some people remember this, so they couldn't do it. So for the Christmas Eve midnight service at the Lutheran Church, they sang Berlioz. They sang "Thou Must Leave Thy Lowly Dwellings" from L'Enfance du Christ, which only the sopranos sang, and it was in too high a key for them. And so you could not understand a single word. It just was a very high sort of wailing, sort of keening sound, like Irish fisherwomen weeping for their lost husbands. And then a dog started to howl. It was Mr. Hoppy's dog, who was sitting in the back pew beside Mr. Hoppy, who was back there with all of the other Norwegian bachelor farmers who come on Christmas Eve just for that moment when they can hear the Norwegian carols and hear "It barner fut I Bethlehem tigledesai Jerusalem and fer jomfru sedi lun o futur himlens kongasun," which they remember their mothers singing to them when they were little boys, and which bring tears to their eyes. Men, you would never expect this of sitting, and you can see the glitter of tears running down the channels of the deep crevices in their faces and down through their jowls all the way down to their collars. If you turned around in church, you would see all of that. Most people don't turn around. The giving of gifts, always complicated. Marilyn Tollerud's sister Marlis came, and she brought an enormous painting. It was of a snowstorm. It was 4 feet by 5 feet, and she'd worked hard on it, and they unwrapped it. And the way Daryl and Marilyn said, "Oh," when they took the paper off, told you everything. Marla said, "I think it's my best work." It was just a lot of spatter on dark board. It looked like somebody had flung paint off their paintbrush, had cleaned their paintbrush on it. "Well," Marilyn said, it's interesting." It wasn't enough. And she burst into tears. "I've never felt appreciated in this town," she said. And that was the end of Christmas. Clint and Clarence Munson have a much better idea. They exchange the same gifts every year, year after year after year. And they give one to the other, and they're beautifully wrapped, and they ooh and aw over it. And one gift is a large portrait of Bishop Henry Whipple, and the other is a stuffed owl who is clinging to a branch and who is holding a deck of cards, a royal flush, in his left talons and a cigar in the right talon. And the talons are painted with toenail polish. And Every year they give each other this gift, and you get the owl or you get Bishop Whipple, and you make a fuss over it, and you admire it, and thank the other, and you put it away, and the next year you give it back, and he gives you the other one. Back and forth it goes. It's the best kind of gift giving there is, just purely, purely ceremonial. It's beautiful in town, so quiet, so lovely. And the skating rink is flooded over and frozen. And so when you get tired of family, you have a place to go. You just stand up in the middle of conversation about politics or whatever is going on, and you pick up your skates. And they say, "Where are you going?" as if they didn't know. And you walk down to the skating rink, and you put them on in the warming house, and you skate out across the ice slowly at first, and then you try some moves and try stepping over, and now you pivot and you skate backwards, and you do steps, cross steps, and you are so graceful on ice. On land, you've been slowing down, and you know that, and you feel heavy and old. But on ice, you're beautifully graceful, so elegant. You skate out into the darkness, aware of where that orange tape is that warns you beyond this may not be safe. And you gracefully turn and you skate back. One person out there in the dark, music far away, the stars overhead. What could be better? What could be better? That's the news from Lake Wobegon, where all the women are strong, all the men are good-looking, all the children are above everything.